Welcome to St. Helena's Church, Osterfield. Pilgrim pioneer William Bradford. The pilgrim's story begins with a group of religious dissenters. Known as separatists, because they believed it was necessary to separate from the Church of England, many of these people came from the area around North Nottinghamshire. Persecuted in England, these separatists began to move to Holland in 1607, and it is people from this group, together with other colonists, who made the journey to America on the Mayflower in 1620.
William Button, Mayflower Passenger. Mayflower passenger William Button is thought to be from Osterfield. He was one of the few people who died on the voyage. The Mayflower arrived in America in midwinter. About half of the passengers died in the first year of the colony from illness and starvation.
Founding of a colony and tragedy. The Mayflower dropped anchor at Cape Cod. William Bradford was a member of the exploration party which set out by boat and on foot to find the best place to build a settlement. These expeditions were risky ventures, as Bradford recalls, having been caught in a deer trap set by Native Americans, he was dragged almost upside down. Bradford was also part of the group who located Plymouth Bay. A storm nearly sank their boat, and they were forced to land on Clark's Island, having been battered by the wind and the waves. On returning from the expedition, Bradford found that tragically, in his absence, his wife Dorothy had fallen off the deck of the Mayflower and had drowned.
Providence. The pilgrims had a strong belief in Providence, which meant they believed all events were ordained by God. Because they understood God ultimately to be working for their good, this gave them great resilience as they faced difficulties, even death, on the journey. It also meant that they believed God would deal with those they considered to be their enemies.
Mayflower Compact. The Mayflower was originally bound for the colony of Virginia and had a legal agreement which would allow the travellers to build a settlement. However, as the ship was forced to anchor off Massachusetts, some passengers suggested that this document was no longer valid. To ensure the survival of the group, the pilgrim leaders, including William Bradford, drew up a new agreement. This was then signed by 41 male passengers. Now known as the Mayflower Compact, this document is said to have inspired the creators of the American Constitution.
Of Plymouth Plantation. Once he was settled in America, William Bradford wrote an account of his life called Of Plymouth Plantation. This gives us a vivid account of the pilgrim story in Bradford's own words as a chronicler, historian, storyteller, and correspondent. Thus out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things of nothing and gives being to all things that are. And as one small candle may light a thousand, so the light here kindled hath shone unto many, yea, in some sort to our whole nation. William Bradford.
Osterfield. Born into a farming family, William Bradford was baptised in Osterfield's church, but his parents died when he was young, so he was brought up in the village by his grandparents and uncles.
Reading, writing and faith. Bradford as a child was sick and unable to play with other children, so he read instead. He was about 12 when he started to read the Bible, which was only just becoming available as a printed book in common English. As Bradford read, he discovered a faith that was life-giving and gave him purpose and direction. And he soon began travelling to Gainsborough and later to Babworth to listen to the nonconformist preachers. It was at one of these meetings that Bradford met William Brewster, who had become one of the Scrooby separatists. When the group decided to flee to Holland to escape persecution, Bradford joined them in Holland, Bradford met and married Dorothy May, the daughter of a wealthy English couple living in Amsterdam. They had one son, John, who was 3 years old when his parents set sail on the Mayflower. However, John was left behind with his grandparents in Amsterdam, possibly because he was considered too young to make the journey. Bradford was elected governor of Plymouth Colony in America in 1621.
Pilgrim's Trail. This trail connects historic sites across three counties where the origins of the separatist story begin. To help us understand why the pilgrims embarked on the Mayflower voyage in 1620, the trail tells of the dramatic events that forced them to flee. There are eight sites on the Pilgrim's Trail. Other locations are at Scrooby, Babworth, Sturton Lee Steeple, Retford and Gainsborough.